A study by the Consumer Federation of America says Americans are not saving enough to meet future needs. The study found that the typical household has less than $10,000 saved, not counting home equity. Many families' savings actually declined even before the recent stock market swoon. All this despite a decade-long economic boom. The Federation and others believe the low savings trend can be reversed. Steve Tripoli reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
Al and Tammy Corvo are in their early 30s and in many ways average Americans. Together, they earn about $60,000 a year, not far from the median for families their size here in Massachusetts. The Corvos are fairly typical in another way, too.
We are maxed to our limits, even with this type of income in the house.
They don't appear to be extravagant. They have no credit card debt. Their two cars average 9 years old. They brown bag all their weekday lunches, and they're putting off repairs to their weathered rural ranch house until they can pay in cash. Despite all that, their spending eats up their earnings. The Corvos have two kids, ages 12 and 15, and the family spends a lot on school and sports activities because they feel that's important. Add necessities and the unexpected, and Tammy says it's money in, money out every month. She wouldn't mind a little budgeting advice.
Yeah, I definitely need a financial advisor in my life so they could sit down and say, okay, Tammy, here's all your bills. Now let's put them in order, and this is what you should have over at the end of the month, and that should go into a savings account, and don't touch it.
The Corvos have nearly 30 years in the workforce between them, but only a couple of $1,000s in the bank. Al was unemployed for just 2 weeks recently, and even that brief loss of income created a strain. According to the Consumer Federation of America, the Corvos are not at all unusual. Using Federal Reserve Bank data, the Federation's study found that the typical low or moderate income family has less than $1,000 in net savings, again not counting home equity. 53% of those surveyed, and this includes higher income households, live paycheck to paycheck some or all of the time. The Consumer Federation's Stephen Brobeck says it may be a dangerous time to have no nest egg.
If the economy slips into recession and people lose their jobs and as a result incomes, they will not have that financial cushion to fall back on.
Brobeck says it doesn't have to be that way even for those with modest incomes.
We have conclusive evidence from research that there are savers at every income level in our society. People have to decide that they want to save. That's the biggest barrier.
To help people get past that barrier, the Federation launched a pilot program in Cleveland this month called Cleveland Saves. Backed by a hotline, free public workshops, and a multimedia ad campaign, Cleveland Saves shows people how to put money aside. A national rollout of the program is expected by year's end. Brobeck says some very simple strategies can boost savings. At all income levels up to six figures, for instance, households that simply have a financial plan save twice as much as those that don't. The notion that little actions can go a long way when it comes to saving has support from a University of Chicago professor. Richard Thaler helped pioneer what's known as behavioral economics, a kind of science of how people act in money matters. His strategies for stimulating saving are driven by a single fact.
Most people want to save more and somehow just don't get around to it.
One reason is that people tend to passively stick with whatever financial plan they're using, including not saving at all. For instance, many people offered a company retirement program won't save or won't save much, even when the company's matching their contributions. So Thaler and his colleagues put people's passivity to work for them. In one case, they had a Chicago company ask its workers to save most of an upcoming pay raise, money they wouldn't miss because they hadn't seen it yet.
And how did it work?
It worked fabulously well. We tripled saving rates for the people who joined this plan in just 16 months.
Now, one company is hardly a scientific sample, but Thaler has an answer for that.
Sure, it's just one company, but there are a couple hundred people in this program. And here's the key fact, is after two of these salary increases, only 2% of the people dropped out.
Thaler feels certain this model will work elsewhere. Another Thaler recipe to boost savings is to automatically enroll people in their company's savings plan. Once they become eligible, they have to sign a form to get out of the plan instead of the usual requirement that you sign up to get in. McDonald's tried this strategy with some of its workers, and even with a young workforce that's presumably less interested in saving, the plan had a 90% participation rate. Richard Thaler.
I think the bottom line is that there are lots of ways we could increase the saving rate, that don't require any government intervention, don't require the government to spend any money. They just require firms to offer their employees a gentle nudge.
Back in Massachusetts, the Corvos are counting heavily on a new plan to make up for their lack of savings. Tammy has switched from food service to selling telecommunications services from home. She and Al are convinced the commissions will help put their kids through college and help fund their retirement. On Al and Tammy's property next to their house is a tiny, weather-beaten cottage, one reason they bought the house they're in. Tammy says the cottage is a future home for her 63-year-old mother, who still works long hours as a nurse's aide and has little saved for retirement. Tammy sees a lesson in that.
It scares me. It really does. We're trying to work hard right now while we're young and able to do it, so when we are older, we'll be able to sit back and not have to worry about financial issues.
Whether or not their new plan works, the fact that the Corvos are trying to save and build assets early in life puts them ahead of most of their peers. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.